l'école et des années jaunes. Concierge angélique incante, at how when she challenged her throne. The king found a stake where he mounted. He gave her a chance to atone. Just tell them you think I'm okay. But Joan simply stood there and prayed. So he made Joan Flambeau a grave miscalculation he could not reverse. He ought to have foreseen his plot to intervene could only make things worse. Laissez-faire, an approach of which the king was unaware. When you're battling a martyr, it's much harder to prepare. Don't despair, laissez-faire.
Do you get what he's saying?
I think it's like Emily in Paris.
You may recall Marie Antoinette, an undiagnosed shopaholic who racked up a deep enough debt that some saw her reign as symbolic. While we share a moldy baguette, our leaders are feasting on cake. A shamelessly decadent treat, which we'll eat at their wake. She justified her spending spree for quite a while. But in light of all I've said, she might have kept her head from falling out of style. Laissez-faire, the phrase that tells our leaders to beware. When the promise of beheading them starts getting them to care, then you're there. Laissez-faire. Back then the story's morals weren't so clear, but now a chance to learn from them is here. I know it's not the same, this show is just a game, but why should those producers interfere?
Laissez-faire,
laissez-faire, laissez-faire. What's the purpose in competing if you're reading off of there? You will find it far more thrilling when you're filling every square. And you'll know you've really played it when you've played it on the air.